Lockdown by Grant McFarlane.
In the beginning, I chose to hibernate, living as a domesticated badger. Others acted like it did not matter. I would hear their tales of shopping, socialising and travelling to work, stunned at their blind hedonism and senseless flight. I had already experienced loss in this battle and knew of its fearsome bite. Their actions indicative of anosognosia, perhaps the most prevalent undiagnosed symptoms of these times and space. I would calm myself by pouring a long glass, filled to the brim with the ice of Schadenfreude and the soothing taste of solace. Drinking in isolation, confident this plague would soon pass. Several months went by, gently entombed within my chrysalis, when the government eventually told the nation to do that which I presaged. Others, with their wings clipped, acted like they were now caged. I would hear their fulsomely acoustic diatribe on their conspirational beliefs and persecution, their actions illustrative of a narcissism justified by freedom of speech, removing any objectivity and sense of us, while reducing all to isolation. My drinks became increasingly less spirited, the ice melting, its steadfast form diluting into sadness. I continued drinking in isolation, less confident about the ancillary effects of this madness. Before this started, I flew in the wings of love with my wife of 30 years. Others celebrated Christmas when I remained at her side in tears. I would hear their reassurance that everything would be all right. Stories of flu recoveries becoming increasingly vertiginous with the speed of her demise. Their actions were appreciated and sympathetic of my beloved. No one would ever have heard of this thing called COVID or its imminent rise. I was frightened, heightened, and aware of this vicious curves. I promised her I would survive to ensure our grandkids of our love. Now, I have emerged from my dormancy, having been double-vaxxed. Others still searching for something to hate. Reasons why, since lapsed. I hear them argue, march, and be defined by their bias. Their actions perhaps due to a lack of someone or something to love, where they could be validated by their attachment, rather vindictive in their denial. I pour two glasses nowadays, one for the future and one for that still dreamed of. For in times of crisis, we must all remember again and again whom we love.